The alleged gunman behind Saturday's deadly synagogue shooting in Pittsburgh is due to face hate crime and possible domestic terrorism charges today after 11 people died in that synagogue on Saturday. And at that huge interfaith vigil for the victims last night, Pittsburgh's Mayor Bill Peduto vowed to fight back against the hate the shooting represented.
We will drive anti-Semitism and the hate of any people back to the basement on their computer and away from the open discussions and dialogues around this city, around this state, and around this country.
Anlie Herring is a reporter with WESA in Pittsburgh. Anlie, how does it seem to you there?
There is a collective sense of real profound grief here. People are very shaken up still and feeling deep pain. But there's also a real sense of resolve and unity and people pulling together to support each other across faiths and identities and really expressing that support both in words and actions. A really remarkable thing that's been reported is that there are Muslim organizations in the community who have raised over $100,000 to help support victims and affected people here.
Yeah, and there were Muslim leaders at that vigil last night. Thousands. The pictures from there were unbelievable, packed inside and then under umbrellas outside the city, you know, crying. But how are the injured doing? We mentioned 11 killed, 6 more wounded, 4 of them still in the hospital. Any sense of their condition?
Yes, so we do have some reports from the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, which is treating patients. They say on their Twitter account that 2 of the worshipers are either in stable or critical condition. A 61-year-old female is in stable condition. A 70-year-old male is in critical condition. And there are 2 officers who are still being treated. There's a 55-year-old male officer. He's in stable condition. And a 40-year-old male officer is in critical condition.
Those officers confronted Robert Bowers, the alleged gunman, as he was leaving the synagogue, drove him back in and had that exchange with him in which they were wounded. By the way, so what are people saying about something President Trump said, which was that if only the synagogue had had a security officer? One thinks that if 4 heavily armed police officers couldn't stop this man, a security officer might not have been able to. But what are people there saying?
They're responding with deep skepticism and anger in some instances. Mayor Peduto himself has repudiated that statement, saying that we need to focus on the irrational thoughts or behavior that lead to the dangers that we saw on Saturday, as opposed to trying to just fight those dangers with more weapons. At the same time, he does express support for limiting the sales of guns. Another aspect of the skepticism is that there's a police station just a couple of blocks from the Tree of Life Synagogue. Officers were on scene within minutes. They were very armed and they still were injured. And this gunman, this alleged gunman, still killed 11 people and injured 6.
Yeah. And he had reportedly an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle, 3 Glock handguns. According to the federal criminal complaint, he told law enforcement officers, "I just want to kill Jews," but also had other concerns that were enraging him, it seems. What more do we know about him?
We know that he was quite active on social media leading up to the shooting. In fact, it's been reported that just 5 minutes before police were dispatched to the scene that he posted on gab.com. And essentially, his sentiments leading up to this incident was that he believed that Jewish people were at fault for supporting the caravan of migrants making its way north from Central America. He characterized those migrants as invaders, and he disparaged refugee resettlement agencies, including the Jewish organization HIAS, for assisting them.
Yeah, this is the Jewish Agency for Aid to Migrants. Look, you mentioned that he spoke on gab.com. This is the right-wing kind of online bulletin board where he pretty much said, "I'm going in." So people there would have at least suspected that he was going to go do something. There are a lot of questions about that website. But in the meantime, federal prosecutors say they intend to pursue the death penalty, so we will see more of this unfold. And what about the synagogue? Will they be closed for a while? I mean, they've had an extraordinary outpouring of support, but what's your sense of what will happen there?
I'm not aware of the synagogue's plan specifically, but officials yesterday said that they will be processing this crime scene for about a week, and that the area, the streets around there, will be closed during that period.
Anlie Herring with WESA in Pittsburgh. Thanks so much.
Thank you.